In FEMA's authorized equipment list, there's actually written descriptions for how the equipment should be used, and it says it's specifically not supposed to be used for riot suppression. Mr. Kamoy, is that true, that it's not supposed to be used for riot suppression? And how do you plan on policing that, since the images show us clearly large pieces of equipment that were bought with your grants being used in that riot suppression?
Senator Paul, that
or
is...
protest suppression, rather.
That is accurate. The categories of personal protective equipment that include helmets, ear and eye protection, ballistics, personal protective equipment, is a prohibition in the authorized equipment list that is not to be used for riot suppression.
And what will you do about it?
We're going to follow the lead of the Department of Justice's investigation about the facts. We're going to work with the state of Missouri to determine what pieces of equipment were grant-funded. And then we have a range of remedies available to us should there be any finding of non-compliance with those requirements. Those include everything from corrective action plans to ensure it doesn't happen again, recoupment of funds. So we'll look very closely at the facts, but we're going to allow the investigation to run its course and determine what the appropriate remedy is.